Welcome to Trading with Rainer Show, the trading podcast where you'll gain trading insights to level up your trading so you can beat the markets. Let's start boosting your trading knowledge from your friend, Rainer Teo.
Hey, what's up, my friend? So in this episode, I want to share with you five trading books every stock trader must read. So if you trade stocks, right, then hey, you got to check out this list of books that I'm about to share with you. But if you don't trade stocks, don't worry, because the principles that these books talk about, right, can be applied to different asset classes as well. First book, number one, Stan Winston, right? Secrets to Profiting in Bull and Bear Markets. So what I like about this book is that it talks about the market moving from different stages, right? From the accumulation stage to the advancing stage to the distribution stage to the declining stage. So you can think of, you know, market moving in cycles. So what are these, you know, different cycles or how the market moves in each of these different stage? This book covers, you know, pretty well. In fact, it's a framework that I use, right, in my own price action trading as well. So if you are pretty much clueless whenever you look at a chart, you know, should I be buying, should I be selling, right, then this book will give you a good overview of what you should be doing, right, at a different stage of the markets. Number two, How to Make Money in Stocks, right? Winning System in Good Times and Bad. This is a book by William J. O'Neill. Definitely one of the most popular stock trading books out there. And the way this book, right, approach stock trading is that there are so many stocks out there, right? How do you know which stocks to buy? So what this person did, William J. O'Neill, is that he identified all the stocks that has made a huge move. And he looked back in time, right, before they actually break out, before they made this monster gains, right? What are the common characteristics to these stocks? And this is where he introduced to you the Ken Slim system or methodology, right? Where he looked at certain fundamental traits of a stock and certain chart patterns of a stock. So this is what this book is all about, identifying monster moves in the market before it actually happens. Third book, Trade Like a Stock Market Wizard by Mark Minervini. So this book is a little similar to the second book that I mentioned earlier, but the key difference here is that it's focusing more on certain fundamental ratios and certain chart patterns, right? Mark Minervini calls it the volatility contraction pattern. So what he looks for is a contraction pattern in the stock, right, before it breaks out, and looking for these patterns, right, before he buy breakouts. And also, if I'm not wrong, right, he also takes into account certain fundamentals of a stock that kind of, you know, sweeten the probability of his trade. Book number four, right? If you don't want to deal with fundamentals, right, then this book, Unholy Grails by Nick Retsch, right, goes into systematic stock trading. In fact, it's basically how to trade stocks, right, from a momentum perspective, how to actually buy the strongest stocks, right? Hold them, ride the trend till it ends, right? And then, you know, exiting these stocks for, you know, hopefully a huge gain. So he covers, I believe, seven different ways you can trade momentum in the stock markets. And the principles are all generally the same, right? You buy the strongest stocks and you ride the trend till it ends. But the way you execute the entries, right? Some could be using Bollinger Bands. Some could be using moving average crossover. Some could be just buying, you know, 52-week highs, breakout and stuff like that. And this book, right, it's more for systematic stock traders, and it gives you all the backtest results that come along with each of this system as well. And the final book that I want to share with you, it's Stocks on the Move, right, by Andreas Klenno. So this book, it's an eye-opener, because often, right, when you think of trading, man, I need to use a stop loss, right? A stop loss helped me, you know, contain my losses so I don't blow up my account. But this book takes a different approach, right? There is no stop loss involved, right, in the system that is shared in the book Stocks on the Move. How it's being done is that the protective mechanism, right, uses portfolio rebalancing. You know what I mean? But if you're interested, right, to trade a portfolio of stocks, right, and do some rebalancing every couple of weeks or every month, right, then this book will show you how to do it, right? Again, the concept is similar to Nick's book, right, where you're buying the strongest stocks, right, and then just rebalancing this portfolio of stocks, right, on a regular interval. And hey, right, the system that's shared, it also beats the market as well. So these are the five books that I want to share with you. And again, right, if you have not read any of it, right, go check it out. Amazon, you can get it, or from your nearest library. So with that said, I have come towards the end of this episode, and I will talk to you soon.
We appreciate you joining us in this session of Trading with Rainer Show. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show. And visit tradingwithrainer.com for more resources related to today's session. That's tradingwithrainer.com. Until next time, good luck and good trading.